Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. Predators win 4-1 against the Ottawa Senators last night. And on the line with us is El Capitan, the captain of the Nashville Predators. Roman Josi joins us now. Roman, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Things have been working very well for your team as of late over the course of the last six games. And I know that you had a big night last night with two goals against Ottawa, but it seems like this is a team effort. Everybody's stepping up, and that's exactly where you want to be on the push to the playoffs.
It is, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think if you look at our past six games and the games on the road trip, I felt like every line was doing their part. Every line was playing great, and got a lot of goals from different guys, different lines, and felt like just all these six wins were just complete team efforts, and that's an amazing sign for our team, obviously.
I'm not going to harp on the whole U2 concert thing, but it's the first time we've gotten to talk to you, and Barry Trotz was on our afternoon show yesterday and said that he thought you guys took it well. You played angry, and it showed, and like you said, you had everybody stepping up. But was that kind of, as you look at it as a leader, was that kind of a team-defining moment of like, hey, guys, we got to all come together and let's do this thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's always times in the year where obviously things go well, then things don't go well. I feel like that happens every year, and there's these definitely these defining moments like each year, and kind of that 9-2 was obviously a big wake-up call for us, and just the way we played, and I just love our reaction. I feel like we came together, we went on a tough road trip, and won five games, and just I think the way we responded, obviously you never want to lose 9-2, but sometimes I think you need a little wake-up call about your game, and that was kind of it for us, and I feel like the guys did a great job responding, and every year that there's these defining moments, and that was definitely one this year.
We're talking to Roman Josi, the captain of the Nashville Predators. And Roman, you know, on this road trip that you guys went on, I've always heard the term secondary scoring, but, you know, I heard it so much when you guys on this road trip. What's it like to see these guys, these young guys who grind every day in practice and on the road and with you and everything, light the lamp and be so excited? What's it like as a captain knowing these guys, that hard work has paid off?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's just so much fun to see. I think, like you said, those guys have been working so hard, and I mean, you can't forget a lot of those guys are playing their first full NHL season, and I remember my first NHL season. I think we had maybe one or two young guys, and you kind of sit behind the leaders, the veterans, and kind of try to do your thing. But like our guys have such big roles and so much responsibility already, and it's hard. I mean, this league, it's a hard league. You play 82 games. It's a lot of games. It's a grind sometimes, and they've done an amazing job. And it's really great to see them get rewarded on this road trip. And I know they're just going to get better and better.
I know you guys have won six straight and playing great. Can you put your finger on one thing that's working, or is it just a bunch of things that are working really well at the same time?
Well, I feel like our defensive game is also been a lot better the last couple of games. I mean, our goalies played great, obviously, but I just feel like as a team, like team defense has been really good. Not just in the defensive zone. I think just for us, it starts kind of with the forwards forechecking, the forwards tracking. It feels like we're not giving teams a lot of space. And I think that's kind of what we want to be known for, to play fast and not give teams a lot of space. And I feel like that's kind of been the key for our success.
You know what, Roman, a lot of professional athletes are superstitious. Once something starts going well, they tend to stick to the same routine. Are you superstitious at all?
I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm not bad. I think I have my routine on game days. I think like everyone else. But I'm not too superstitious. I think there's definitely guys that are more, but yeah, I mean, I think everyone just sticks to their routine, and same for me. My game day routine is always kind of the same. If it goes good or bad, doesn't really matter.
Roman Josi is with us. Who do you think the most superstitious guy in the locker room is?
Good question. It was always easy because I always said Ekholm. when he was here. He always denied it, but he's always we all knew. But I don't know about right now. I don't know, honestly.
That's
a good
okay.
question.
Yakov
Trenin is pretty superstitious in his warm up.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
When I did this as a feature for Preds Radio one year and went around and like asked you guys about it, and everybody said Ekholm. So I wasn't surprised when you brought him up, because I remember he was like, and he even admit, but he called it his routine, like you said. So
I know. Oh, he would always say it's not superstitious, but it definitely was.
Roman, how much are you watching the standings right now? I mean, you guys are tied with LA with 68 points for that first wild card spot. Obviously, that makes a difference in travel and who you play in the first round. Or do you try and just keep it to one game at a time and let the chips fall where they may?
Well, I think a little bit of both. I mean, it's getting late in season, and obviously I think you're looking at the standings. I think you're looking, obviously, after games, you're looking at what other teams are doing and just checking on the results. And I think I'd be lying if I said I never look at the standings. And I definitely look at it. But at the same time, I mean, you kind of have to take it one game at a time. And we got so many big games right now. We obviously, Mini is a big game tomorrow. They're right behind us. But you'll definitely take a peek at the standings once in a while. But you can only control your games, and you got to take care of your games. But you don't mind if you get a little help once in a while.
For you, Roman, you know, two goals last night, obviously, and you've been clutch as of late. But how do you feel like? And we've asked you about this before, but at this point in the season, with Bruno's system and your role changing a little bit, how do you feel like you've adapted to that? And it's how do you think it's worked with your game?
Yeah, I think it's been good. I think. I feel like my game's gotten better and better. I think obviously there's some adjustment period in the beginning of the year, and just kind of trying to find different ways to create, and maybe a little bit different than I was used to in the past. And I think just like everyone else, it took a little time and to adjust. But I feel like we're getting better and better with the system, and I'm getting more comfortable with the system. And I think we're more connected as a team, and I think that helps each guy individually as well.
We're talking to Roman Josi this morning on the Chase and Big Joe show. Roman, let me ask you this question. It's kind of not too personal, but you've played with a lot of guys, a lot of great teammates. Is there one teammate that you miss the most? I mean, can you pare that down? Because, you know, I think you realized early on the NHL and professional sports is a business. There are guys here one day, they're gone the next. But is there one teammate that you really miss?
Oh, that's a tough question. I mean, there's, you know, like a guy who was recently here is Shay. I just saw him the other week. He was here, and he's definitely one of those guys I miss. I mean, he was my first captain, and we became really good friends, and just my first D partner, and just such a big inspiration for me as a player and as a person in my career. So many things I learned from him. So it was awesome. It was awesome to see him coming back here, and we were kind of joking around that he's coming back for the playoff push and playing for us again. But obviously, sadly, that's not going to happen. But he's definitely one of those guys I miss.
Yeah, how cool was that for you to be with Shea Weber and Mike Fisher, two guys you played for, but then be around, you know, Tom Fitzgerald, the first captain, Kimmo Tiiminen, you know, all those guys that meant so much to this to the building blocks of this organization?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was a really, really cool night. And obviously those guys laid the foundation, and being captains of this team, obviously it's a huge honor. And I personally got to learn from Webs and Fish. I was in the league before, but I mean, I heard so many great things about Kimmo and Fitzgerald and those guys, like just the way they captained the team and the way they led the team. So to be part of that group is a huge honor for me.
Well, Roman, best of luck tomorrow against Minnesota. It's a fun ride right now. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Roman Josi, Predators captain, joining us here on the Chase and Big Joe show. They're back at it tomorrow night against the Minnesota Wild. at Bridgestone Arena, game two of a 5-game homestand.
He's always just calm. I mean, can't. It just,
he's the man.
I bet his the resting heart rate is like, you know, 10 or some weird number where it's just perfect. And I bet that's exactly what he is. You know, not too high, not too low. Meanwhile, mine's usually about 300, so I offset Roman Yossi's great health.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what you're here for.
That's right. Thanks.
That is for sure. Coming up next, we'll shift from hockey to football. The NFL scouting combine going on right now. We had a great conversation with Rand Carthon yesterday. John McClain will join us coming up next here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.